Thiago Mota, a native of Sao Paulo, Brazil, commenced his football journey by joining Barcelona at 17, transitioning from Sao Paulo's Clube Atlético Juventus. Initially placed in Barcelona's B-side, he ascended to the first team, debuting against Mallorca, and played a pivotal role in Barcelona's Champions League journey, aiding the team in reaching the semifinals. During his tenure with Barcelona, Mata encountered injury setbacks, notably a severe knee injury against Sevilla, which kept him out of action for 7 months. Despite this adversity, he underwent surgery and staged a successful return, contributing significantly to Barcelona's league victory. Following his time at Barcelona, Mata transferred to Atlético Madrid, yet faced recurring injury challenges. Subsequently, he found success at Genoa, where he consistently performed well, highlighted by scoring 2 goals and a triumph against Juventus. Mata then joined Inter Milan alongside Diego Milito, playing a crucial part in their triumphant Champions League campaign. Nonetheless, he faced controversies, including a red card incident against his former club, Barcelona. Despite assurances from Inter's management, Mata departed for Paris Saint-Germain, realizing his aspiration of representing the French club. His debut was notable, but he also encountered obstacles, such as sustaining a broken nose during a confrontation with an opponent. Opting to retire from active play, Mata transitioned into coaching, notably assuming leadership of PSG's under-19 squad. Additionally, he represented both Brazil and Italy on the international stage, making significant contributions to both teams, including scoring in Italy's Euro qualifier against Slovenia. Mata completed the pro license courses at the Centro Tecnico Federale di Coverciano and acquired the license. Subsequently, he was appointed as the new manager of his former club Genoa, which was struggling in the Italian top tier after Aurelio Andreazzoli was dismissed. In his debut match, he guided the team to a 3-1 home victory over Brescia. Despite this initial success, he was sacked with the team in last place. It took almost 2 years for him to land another coaching opportunity. Upon taking charge of Spezia, a club expected to face relegation from Serie A, Mata defied expectations and kept them in the league despite a transfer ban. He later became the head coach of Bologna in Serie A, succeeding Siniša Mihajlović. Mata expressed his desire to innovate football with a 4-3-3 formation that could resemble a 2-7-2 setup. He emphasized offensive play, high pressure, and fluid movement both on and off the ball. He believed in simplicity and control, prioritizing passing and positional interchange over rigid tactical formations. Tactically, Mata typically deployed a back four with a 3-player central midfield. His approach varied between a 4-2-3-1 and a 4-3-3, adjusting the midfield dynamics accordingly. He preferred building play from the back, involving the goalkeeper and defenders in short passing sequences to progress through the pitch. When faced with opposition pressure, the team utilized clever movement and passing to bypass the press. In attacking phases, Mata's team adapted to exploit spaces and overload the midfield or wide areas, depending on the opposition's defensive setup. Defensively, they operated in a mid-block or high block, aiming to win the ball back quickly and maintain pressure on the opponents. The goalkeeper played a vital role as a sweeper, dealing with through balls and providing cover behind the defensive line. Overall, Mata's coaching philosophy centered on proactive, possession-based football with fluid positional play and adaptability in both attacking and defensive phases. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.